Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please? Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
47165.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Wendy Matthews.
Thank you. Wendy Matthews?
Yes.
Is that with an S at the end?
Excuse me?
Is that with an S, like Sam, at the end? S?
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Ms. Matthews, I did find an account with your name. Would you let me know the address, please, for security, starting with 39?
It's 3935 South Golf School Road. That's Pekin, Indiana, 47165.
Thank you.
Okay.
1 minute for me, please, as the
All right.
address is coming, the information is coming forth. Thank you. I'm waiting for the information to come up. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay, so I see. Ms. Matthews?
What had happened, yes, happened is on October 31st, you guys took out $7 and something out of my account. All right, I didn't know what it was for, but I called the lady and I told her to take me out of your system, that I wasn't interested because as she was going to reimburse my account, she never did, and I never got anything. So I went to the bank and got me another debit card. So in doing so, I just found out today that on December the 2nd, there was $56.95, and it was taken out of my account today. And I still have not received anything in the mail for the first $7.95 that wasn't reimbursed to me. So now I'm on the way to the bank now to get me a new card because you guys keep taking it out when I did not want you all on there.
Okay, ma'am.
I don't
so
even
let me see
know what it's for.
So I will let you know now what's going on, please.
Okay, thank you.
1 minute, please.
All right.
Thank you for your patience.
That's fine. You're welcome.
So, ma'am, right now I'm seeing that all that has happened on your account is you paid the, I'm looking here, you paid the $7.97 and that was fully refunded.
Okay, I didn't see where it was refunded. So what about the $56.95? The thing is I even got a new card. I don't even know how you all could have processed the $56.95, it was under a new card because I got the new card on the November the 5th.
Thank you for your patience. I'm having someone else look at it. Thank you for your patience. 1 minute, please.
Okay.
Let me see what's going on here.
All right.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still dealing with the account, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just taking a little bit, but you're going to get a response from me soon.
Well, I appreciate that, but I don't know why it wasn't taken out the first time. I'm
yeah,
sure it
so,
was something on Facebook or something, because I can't even remember. And I know I haven't done anything since then, because I haven't ordered anything off of Facebook with my card.
So it's just to let you know, ma'am, that it's not necessarily the constant changing of your card. It's you knowing whenever you do anything online, you have to look at the terms and conditions and see how these companies work. Because once you put your card in, not only the one product you're getting, but there's a full offer where by policy they have the right to pull off more money.
Yeah,
because
the
of,
lady at
because
the bank told me that.
Yeah.
Because
so
of
you
the
have
first,
to.
But I thought that the first lady that I had talked to, I thought she had ended that.
Well, that's what we're looking at now.
Okay.
Well, I have a second pair of eyes that are looking to help me do what's needed for your account.
Okay.
I'm still here. It gets a little quiet, so thank you for your...
you're fine. The bank don't close until 5. I'm sitting in their parking lot.
Ah, okay. Oh, this is a wise woman. She's working every angle right.
Who?
You.
Oh.
She's
well,
in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see what's happening. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Okay.
What?
There's so much on your account. So I'm
How
wondering.
Is this
so you know what? So I'm
going to
put a piece of tool in your hand for future dealings with companies and bills and all this. Okay.
Okay.
With whoever you are on the phone with. Okay, hold on, please.
All right.
Okay. So, first thing is that the company, what percentage did she say she was giving you in refund?
Well, it was only $7.94. She just said a full refund, which if it showed that she refunded it, I went back and looked and I didn't see it. I'm not saying it's not there. I just, because I was going through it fast because the lady with the bank was telling me while I was on my account looking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she told me, well, they have your information, and that's why it went through, because you had done it before. And I said, but I changed my card after that because they were going to charge me $35 to stop the payment. And I said, wait a minute. I said, $35 to stop a payment. I said, however, I changed my card after I talked to them on the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So how did they get the information after that? She said, well, you had to have ordered anything something. And I said, I didn't order anything. I don't even know what this is. The first one come up a different title. This one come up traditional music option reservation.
Yeah,
or
isn't,
something like
it
that.
Isn't the title. It isn't the title. It's the charge and the phone number. Just the charge and the phone number. That's it. Okay?
Okay.
So hold on 1 minute now, because I am in the middle of hearing what the company will do. And their bottom line is that they're offering a refund for the $56.95, you're getting a refund of $19.93, 35%.
And then will that take me out of your all system?
That is correct.
Okay, that's fine by me.
Okay, now, this is the hard part. You ready? And this is the tool I'm giving you. This is the hard part. You would have gotten that refund if you had just negotiated and dealt with the company straight, you and them, or even if the bank rep came on and listened as a witness, right? But once you say, I'm opening a dispute, then now the company needs you to literally bring a bank rep or a credit card representative on the phone for them to say, we are dropping the dispute or we've never opened a dispute. And then they do a good faith exchange that bank rep or credit card rep doesn't do the dispute and you get your refund or whatever you're asking. So now, if at some point you must have mentioned dispute, because
not to
that's
the bank, I didn't. Well, yeah, I did. I did call and tell them that. Yeah.
Yeah,
bank.
it's on the notes here. As soon as you say dispute, so it means now I'm going to give you, you will have the 1993 and your account will be shut down, so there's no more future charges. But now
I'm happy with that. I'll remember that.
But the only way you will get it is if a bank representative calls back right now and says, we will not do the dispute. It's up to you to tell them, Ms. Matthews, to say, just stop the dispute. And then they will do that good faith exchange with the bank.
Okay.
So
I'll
the money,
so the
refund is sitting here.
Yeah.
But you're not getting it until the bank calls back.
Okay. So the bank has to call you all back, or do you want me to walk in the bank and let them talk to you?
That's fine, too. It's you and them together, however way they get on the phone.
Okay.
However way they get
on
the phone. Okay.
Ugh. Stay with me.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh, they got water bowls out here for the animals. Okay. Are you still there?
I am. I'm still here.
Okay. Hold on. They're waiting on people.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Now, if we have to wait a while, that may be a problem. Are you able to get an attention?
No. Yeah. I'm going here right now.
Okay.
Hi. Okay. I called Wendy Matthews for a debit card for a charge that was on my account. I have the lady on the phone. The only way that they can reimburse me is if they talk to a bank rep.
Okay. Well, I would
say
either Karen or Angie.
Okay. It's going to be bookkeeping, okay?
Say it again.
It's not a charge pending. It's a charge taken out. I won't have her on the line forever.
What is she saying?
She's going to get the lady in the office. Karen.
Hello.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I come to pick up a new debit card.
So,
okay. She's going to talk to me.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
There was a dispute, not a dispute, a charge on my account for $56.95. My account's 344.
Okay, hang on. You're going way too quick.
Okay, I'm sorry.
344.
818.
818.
818. Yeah, my account number. Okay. And I have the people here on the line. But in order for them to refund me, they need someone from the bank.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yes, hang on just one moment, okay?
It was taken out on December 2nd, pending, and it went through today.
Well, my goodness. Okay.
I'm still here.
344-818.
And ma'am, what are you needing to know on this account?
Thank you, ma'am. Just my name is Jenny, and part of the customer support. So Ms. Matthews is wanting her refund, and the company has releasing the refund to her, but she had mentioned she had opened a dispute with the bank. So the company asked for a good faith exchange, that the bank says we are dropping the dispute as long as Ms. Matthews gets her refund. So it's a good faith exchange that's allowed to happen, or she goes through the route of the refund. It's up to you, Ms. Matthews, and then, so this is what we're asking.
Okay. I'm trying to see where you send did you fill out a dispute?
No, I just found out about it today.
Oh, you haven't filled out a dispute.
Yeah,
okay.
I just found out about it today.
That's why I'm just a little bit confused.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I called and talked to the bank today.
So the bank, so the company just wants to hear that there will not be a dispute, and right now I get to release the refund.
Okay.
But I'm waiting for that word from you, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't know your name.
My name is Karen.
Miss Karen,
okay.
Yeah.
It was $56.95 to traditional music.
Yeah.
Options. Okay. It hasn't actually posted. It's what we call a memo post. Okay, so it will post tonight after midnight, but as of right now she has not filled out a dispute for that.
Okay, so she has gotten a percentage back, not the full amount, by the way, just with transparency, but we've made a negotiated agreement with her as a customer.
Okay,
so Ms. Matthews, you will receive the negotiated amount, correct?
Right.
And I'm pushing the button now, Ms. Karen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 1 minute for me, please. Thank you.
I'm not sure how long that'll take. I'll refresh this and see if it comes up in your account after she lets me know.
Oh, wait a minute. We have a little bit of a problem here.
What is wrong?
Oh, boy. Let me see something here. Let me see. Okay, so hold on. It looks like... It looks like there already has been a complete chargeback, like a dispute already, because I'm not able to touch this.
She has not filled out a dispute here with us.
And I just spoke to the operator today, like at 2 o'clock. And I haven't spoke to any of you people until you called me.
One minute for me, please. Wait a minute here. Sorry. Thank you for your patience. I'm right here.
Okay.
You may have a seat if you would like.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Karen. Thank you. I may have to ask you still about this. So let me see. Okay, I'm physically, so whenever a dispute has fully gone through, you're physically not able to touch the account. And now I could go towards the refund, but it's not even letting me go to that process. So I'm waiting on the other team to see what to do. Okay.
Okay.
So you both are saying you didn't do a dispute at all in this situation?
No, she hasn't filled out a dispute at all. And like I said, it is on a memo. It has, it's not what we call a hard post. It'll post tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So has somebody already completed the refund for her?
No, we couldn't. I was just about to and physically could not. I was just about to, and the chargeback... she received in the very early stages of the order long ago, a refund in May. But now this current situation, one minute, please.
So would she fill out the dispute, or would you like us to hold off on that?
No, that's the whole point why we came to you, Ms. Karen, was to say the company requested before a customer does a dispute, because no company wants a dispute, right? What they do is a good faith exchange. They simply, the representative is needed only because they are an official word that this is going to happen and no dispute from the bank, but total refund or partial or negotiated refund with the company.
Okay.
But right now, though we are saying all this, her physical account has a chargeback, a dispute position. So I'm trying to learn what's going on.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. I'm trying to.
Oh, you're. As long as you can get it figured.
Yeah, I'm on the phone right now. And trying to get it done.
So is there any way that you could still take my information out of your alt systems while you're waiting on that?
Well, it seems to be that's the direction the account is going as to why I can't even really touch it. Give me 1 minute, please.
Could it be because I've gotten me a new card? Because they closed this debit card out today, and I'm supposed to pick it up here. Would that be any...
That could possibly be why, because if you close that card out, you use the card, the credit won't go back to it.
Did you hear that?
Oh, I see. Hold on, please.
Closed out the card, and I did not see that.
That's what the lady from the bank suggested that I do, because she was going to charge $35 to stop it, but she said it was already pending, so they couldn't stop it. And then I said, well, if I close that out on November the 5th, because they had taken it out on October 31st,
mm-hmm.
I got a new card on the 5th. I said, how did they get that information to process through? Because I had talked to these people, and she said that she had taken my name off the list.
It might not be going through your debit card. Let me look real quick.
Yeah, Miss Matthews, it's literally in the bank's hands now. It's not in ours because I went to physically refund the money, and whatever process you've been going through, it put it in the category. It put it in the category of dispute and chargeback.
All right. I just need to know if you can get my name off of your all's list.
Yeah, so I'm doing all that now.
All right.
And you didn't use your debit card for this purchase. You must have given them your checking account.
I've never put my checking account into
You've
the
never,
well, not in Facebook.
Understand.
Do you all have my debit card or my checking account?
Let me look now. It is the Visa 7573.
That was my debit card.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my old debit card. So this is what I don't understand. If that's my old debit card, this is my one that I just have had recently.
Okay, I'm trying to find your...
So, yeah, it's literally in the hands of the bank now, Ms. Matthews.
Okay, as long as you get my name off your mailing list, that's fine. I just don't want to again.
Okay, so give me a moment, because while I have you on the phone, I'm tending to the entire account.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
I don't even show you what I have at card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ms. Matthews, it's very important. May I just say a side note? Though Ms. Karen is there's the representative, she's obviously very, she's paying attention, you know. But mm-hmm. sometimes these processes take away the point of what you want to do. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, so I thought that that's what I had done when I talked to the other representative in October, because she told me that she had taken my name off of that list. That's why I don't understand this is happening, because it was a total different debit card. I've never put my account number in on anything other than something reputable, not like this. It was my debit card. So I don't know how you all got through to this current debit card that I had before I canceled it out today.
I don't know if you canceled the account. That's my concern. I'm looking now. We're having like all these little bit of challenges. I can't really finish the.
Yeah. But if you just take my name off your mailing list there, so I don't have to go through this again, then we'll just wait and see what happens with the account when I get my new card.
Is this the one you closed today?
That's the one that I closed today.
Okay, because I do show it closed today.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have a new card yet?
No, that's what I come here to pick up.
Okay, they're going to print one for
you. Right.
Okay, we might mark that one or thread it or something. Cause
yeah.
I apologize. I thought this was the one you opened, and I thought, oh, my goodness, they hit the wrong button. It's closed.
Yeah, that's the one.
And I don't show you having an open one.
I just opened one, I think, November the 5th.
Yeah, there was one that closed on November 5th, and then January. So on this amount, is this something you need to dispute? Is this something you purchased?
No, I haven't. I never even got any. I don't even know what it's for. What is the 56 money back for, do you know?
Yeah, so that, So that means, and that's what I'm saying, Ms. Matthews, whoever assisted you, you need to really follow through on that, because if you're the one in charge and they're to act on your behalf, they're not supposed to be doing, they're not to be doing anything that isn't what you want to do, you know. So,
well, that's what I did when she told me that my name was closed out. But can you tell me what this $56.95 is for, what I'm supposed to be getting?
So this whole account, Ms. Matthews, is it's a bundle. It's not like you think when you say get something. The only physical thing that initially was not even physical. No, it was you had a sweepstakes ticket for $7.95 to try to win a kitchen set. That's what you had. The whole thing has never been anything physical in hand. It's been try to win something. It's contest based. That's it. And then the account now has other items on it. It has an online discount store where you shop and you pay every month for that opportunity to shop, and you get a $125 voucher to shop. So
okay.
That's all of this is what's been on your account all this time. And the bank was declining those monthly payments. You understand?
Okay.
And then finally one did go through the $56.95. You see that?
Okay. Well, if you could just get my name off of your little list there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're not the originator of it. You're calling now at the end of the process. This is just where the order is. Yeah. So you're definitely being from, you know, whatever we have, you're definitely being shut down and not active account. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you, yeah, it's, I tell people, this is the years of electronics. It's, you know, it's, our names are everywhere. You know what I mean? I'm a customer in the world too. Our names are everywhere. Yeah. But, okay. Just make sure with whomever you are dealing with, the banks and such, that they carefully pay attention. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So do you need anything else from my end?
Let me see. I'm just one more minute and then we're totally finished. Okay.
All right.
1 minute, please.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. Just while you're on the phone, I'm just making sure everything is shut down. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Miss Matthews, the best to you. I want to thank you for calling customer support. Yes. Go ahead. I'm listening, ma'am.
And thank you.
No, oh, you're
thank
so
you
welcome. Okay. And tell Miss Karen thank you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Bye, Miss Karen. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Mm-hmm.